Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Sure smells good.
Good.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Office Hours Live is live. February 20. What? February 20. Huh? February 20. What? You don't get this every year, folks. It is Leap Day. Mark it on your calendars. How exciting. What a weird, we're gonna talk about it all during the show. It's all I wanna talk about is what is it? Why?
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 Behind me, an empty chair. Oh, behind me, Rosie the dog. Doug's still down under. But we got a special video from Doug coming in today that you know what I wrote to Doug? This is a tease. He sent a video. I said, bud, this is masterful.
Dog.
I wasn't fucking kidding.
I haven't seen it yet. Are you serious?
Dog, I'm serious.
I don't think he's included me. So
he did. You just don't. You miss half the shit we send.
Dog.
But Victor, speaking to the burger boys here, Victor Burger, the Burger Meister.
What? Oh, here. What's up, everybody? The bad news is...
Oh, good. Let's start with the bad news, folks.
I sat down and the oat milk is bad.
It is?
The little pieces of... Yeah. And it's
I didn't know oat milk went bad.
It went bad. So I'm going to drink it anyway.
Are you going to be vomiting from your...
Well, from my asshole? Yeah, probably.
Captain Carlin is here. And we have Taylor Williamson in the house. I usually do that as a Taylor Williamson in the house. My attitude today.
I love it. Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having me. When you told me, I said, may I come on your show? And you're like, yes, how about February 29th? I was like, is this like when the angels win the pennant kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Right. Not gonna, like, maybe not.
Yeah. When pigs fly.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't think you knew that February 29th was coming up, so.
Yeah, I got caught in my own trap. Whatever, we're gonna make it work. I'm not really a fan. I don't really know your work.
Can I tell you? I'm just so I'm such a fan, and I just want to say, like, not to get too sincere and political, but like, it's nice to be somewhere where I can be myself, and like all these like woke liberal podcasts
out there.
And like I have to like watch what I say and bite my tongue and pretend I agree with them, but here I can just be me.
Do what you need to do.
So thank you.
Now the truth is, I am an admirer of yours, and we met last. Spring.
At the Big Slick
softball, which I always talk about on the show, is one of the great weekends of my life.
It's like summer camp for adults.
What was your connection with that? Are you from Kansas City?
No, I have no connection. I went, this is my second year, a repeat. It's not a three-peat.
Do you think I'll get back, invited back?
Did they invite you yet? They already booked my hotel, bro.
It seems a little far off, but no, go ahead.
No, I got to go 2 years ago. I was amazing actress Ginger Gonzaga was going, and I was a plus one. And then I'm just a plus one guy, you know?
Really?
And then they're like, hey, would you like to, they looked me up, I don't know. And then, then they're like, do you want to come perform for 6,000 people at the T-Mobile Center for this charity event and raise lots of money for these wonderful kids in the hospital? And I was like, yeah, I could do that.
You know?
So that was so cool. And the best part is because they have a baseball game and all this stuff.
Softball.
And I didn't have to play the first year I was just a plus one last minute.
Right.
And they didn't have a jersey for me. I was like, oh, man.
You didn't want to play?
No. I'm with like a pretty lady. I don't want her to have to watch me hit a ball, you know?
Yeah,
try to hit a ball. Athletics is not my strength.
Okay.
It was terrifying. So then this year, they brought me back and they asked, do you want to play baseball? And like Weird Al Yankovic is the catcher. And it's like you and Patrick Mahomes is there.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. This like you're a real athlete.
I'm a real athlete. What are you talking about? I'm not a real athlete. It was just fun to put on strap on a suit. Is that what you'd say?
Strap on a suit. Yes.
get in a uniform and get out on a major league baseball field. And the stakes were so low. There were, first of all, there was about 30, like, I would say there's about literally 20 people on the field. So it's like, it was not a real game. But did you go out on, did you play?
I hit the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. That, all I care about was hitting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the things, like, why am I sharing and no one remembers or knows? Why am I telling you on this major show? But I hit
major
the ball.
Show.
I hit the ball, and then I fell because I didn't tie my shoes.
You did?
Well, can I tell you, like, respectfully, Jake Tapper fell before I fell, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be the worst guy. And then he fell. Then I fell, too. But I was like, well, Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper. Playing baseball, fell. Jake Tapper. Softball, I'm sorry. Anyways, you are
day.
A stand-up comedian. That is your trade.
I do stand-up comedy.
And you,
for the people.
Were you, what did you win? You won America's Got Talent?
I got runner-up on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Thank you.
Who is hosting?
Nick Cannon.
No.
My friend Nick Cannon.
I mean, no, who are the judges?
Howard Stern, Howie Mandel, Heidi Klum, and Mel B. Scary Spice.
Wow. And they all loved you.
The four greatest comedy minds of our time. You know?
They know.
Do you know what it's like
to Did you ever then go do Stern? No.
No, I'm very, I wish, I did like, they were, the whole team was really good to me, but I never got to do it. I would like to. I've been talking to them about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like we'll see what happens. proof is in the pudding.
It's been 10 years and we're going to figure it out.
Howie was a big fan of yours.
Howie was very sweet to me. Heidi Klum was very kind to me. At first she didn't like me. You know, the Germans, they're not known for their...
sense of humor.
I don't know. Maybe they, I don't know if that's true.
They have a dark sense of humor.
Do
the
they?
Holocaust was a big old goof.
Well, is that true?
No. All right, well, let me start the show.
Hey, Vic, get that sound back.
Let me start the show. Good morning, everybody. We have Joanna Sternberg. Did I say that right?
Yes, correct.
I'm nervous about my pronunciation.
Correct.
I like that. Maybe that's how she should say it, if that's not how she says it.
They, just keep that in mind.
Excuse me, that's how they should say it.
They should say Joanna Sternberg.
I like that pronunciation.
Sternberg.
Yeah.
Joanna Sternberg. We'll be singing a song. And I'm doing a little, this is a little selfish of me, but the other day I was talking to some dads in the Glendale area, and dad one was telling me about a woman running for city council here named Karen Kwok. And I said, let's get her on the show. Let's get her on so I can become more influential in Glendale.
Yes.
Be seen as a kingmaker, power broker.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you? You're up in where? Sherman Oaks?
Sir, what are we doxing me now, sir?
Yeah, what is your...
Do you want me to tell everyone
your address? No.
I will do it.
Don't.
Say something nice about me.
Don't. You're a very funny guy.
Plug my special.
Your special is taped at the Comedy Store.
Live. It's called Taylor Williamson Live at the Comedy Store on YouTube.
But it's not live when you watch it. It's been taped.
No. Can I tell you the worst part is every time someone watches, I have to run over there and I have to tell the jokes again. It's terrible.
What were you going to... Because you came in here and you said, oh, I'll save it for the show.
What was I going to say?
Oh, no. Don't tell me you don't remember.
Oh, no. I don't remember.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I learned, though? Did you know that speeding, if you speed, you don't get there faster?
I did learn that. I know
did
that.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
it sound?
We're not here to learn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you just
we're here to have fun.
Speed limit, you'll get there the same time.
I don't Maybe believe
a, you. Don't
where are you getting that from? The Joe Rogan podcast?
No,
I was like, interesting.
What was I going to say?
This shit is weird.
By the way, I have to stop saying by the way.
By the way.
Because I listened to that, PDB podcast every
time. Oh, sure.
I watch. Those guys are by the way in it. Like, I want to do a supercut of by the way.
By the way.
By the way. They start every sentence with, by the way, Biden, his numbers aren't good. By the way, Trump's coming in third now. By the way, this COVID hoax is, by the way. Their by the ways are out of control, Vic.
Ugh. Maybe it's their catchphrase.
By the way. No, seriously. By the way.
You know what I love about this podcast world?
I know what I'm hearing. I'm hearing something. Sorry.
It's like yesterday.
You've been doing these podcasts.
I'm going for it.
You wrote me.
Excuse me?
Begging. You wrote me begging.
Sir, do you want me to give your address out?
Sir.
Would you like to give me out your address?
No, we can. By the way. As soon as you say the number four, I'm cutting.
I'm going to tell him, you know, he doesn't really live in Glendale. He lives in Beverly Hills.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm going to tell them the truth.
This is one of those OnlyFans squatter mansions.
What are those? Oh, yeah.
Have you seen, heard that story?
No.
There are these mansions, of course, like all in the hills and in the west side of Los Angeles, like big mansions. Some of them are just empty. And apparently there's one that's just been abandoned. You know, there are squatters there, and they're just Instagram YouTubers and OnlyFans people and stuff just living there. Did you see this story?
No. Okay. I can imagine it, though.
Would I qualify to live there? I have an Instagram and a YouTube.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you, there you go. Look at this. OnlyFans squatter found in luxury hotel Hills Mansion.
So they leave the power on, I guess.
I don't know how it works, Vic. They could get Jenny's up there. Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about?
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hmm. Well, so I was bragging that, like, so I'm putting myself out there doing these podcasts.
Yeah,
I'm promoting my comedy special, and I'm very grateful to get to go on these. But some of these, I'm like, sincerely, this is like my favorite thing I could get to do. This and The View would be my two favorite things. I mean that from my soul.
Okay.
But
you think you'd really like mesh with the View ladies?
I have contacted the executive producer on Twitter. I
how many millions of people do you think do that as well?
I feel like
I have this arts and crafts store on Etsy. I think those ladies would love my brooches.
I feel like I'd vibe with Joy Behar. I feel like we'd vibe.
You'd and Whoopi would be too.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's fun about Joy? You know she's not Jewish.
Is that right? Italian.
She's an Italian New Yorker.
Very similar identities.
Yeah, and that's part of her charm.
Right.
Like you don't know what's going on, but it's fun for everybody.
Is Whoopi Goldberg Jewish? that's the question.
The confusing one. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard she's not, and it's not her real name.
Okay.
But then if you Google
it's like a stage name.
Yeah, it's a stage name. Yeah. But
if she asked you, would you shave your eyebrows like she does? Would you?
You know what? You'd look good with shaved eyebrows. Can I say that?
Yeah. Bring in the razor.
How many people can do it?
If you asked me, I'd shave my eyebrows.
Okay. If I did, all right, do you I'll have think
a? Seems like you're asking.
I don't have a Bic with me, but
he still has an ass. I don't think he wants it. If you really wanted it, I don't believe you want it.
Why don't we do this? We have a tremendously talented audience out there.
Yeah.
Why don't you look right in this camera? For about 5 seconds. Okay, so now somebody at home, go ahead and screen cap that, and let's take those brows and we'll send it in.
God bless you.
And we'll put that up in the second half of the show.
God bless you. Your fans are great. My friend Duncan calls into your show a lot. He's a dear friend of mine.
Duncan?
Oh, yeah, we know Duncan.
Duncan. Shout out to Duncan. But yeah, I was gonna say, yesterday I did Larry the Cable Guy's show, and today I'm gonna do the Heidecker show.
Wow. Like, now, is he in character off the air?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Actually, I don't understand. Can I tell you, I wanted to ask, I wrote down, sometimes before I do a show, I write down a thing. Someone gave me that advice, you know? And I wrote down.
You should have written down what you're going to bring up on the show today. That would have been helpful.
I did write one down, actually.
Okay.
I have one. How dare you? Larry never treated me like this. But but I wanted to tell him, but I couldn't find the chutzpah to do so. I wanted to say, has Larry the Cable Guy, has the streaming business hurt your career?
You asked that to Larry.
I wanted to bring up that conversation.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because he's a cable world? Guy, I get it.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even get it.
I didn't.
You know why? Because I'm thinking about the next. I'm not here. I'm not present. I'm sorry,
he's
folks.
He's a cable guy.
Speaking of which.
Disney World. See, you're walking around Disney World. You don't care where you're going after a while, as long as it's got...
That's early days of Dan Whitney.
Oh, that's not... Oh, yeah. I see.
That's Dan. A different person.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It looks similar.
Listen.
Are you a character when you get up on stage, or are we looking at Taylor when we're watching that special?
I've been accused of this because I mentioned I'm Jewish sometimes, and then I get accused by non-Jewish people who hate Jews are comfortable with me being Jewish. They believe it. But then Jewish people go, like, you're not really Jewish.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I guess, first of all, your last name's not the most Jewish thing I've ever heard.
I've been told, like, I act Jewish, which is, like...
I guess so. Where are you from?
San Diego.
That's very Jewish. It's very Jewish.
It's like the Israel of Southern California. Yeah. Besides LA.
We don't say that name on the show, Israel. Wait. I do want to bring up, speaking of Jews and comedy, I want to bring up the great Richard Lewis who passed away.
Oh, yes. It's so sad.
Very sad. And I just want to share did you ever run into him? I mean, you're in the Comedy Store world.
No, I wish. But he sent me a tweet once out of the blue. I never talked to him. Oh. And it like meant so much to me.
Yeah.
He tweeted me once saying, I have to look it up. But he said... He said, I'll tell you a story.
Yes, we'll stay tuned for that tweet.
It did mean a lot to him.
That X. Share that X with us when you get it. My story with him is we did the HBO Funny or Die show, Eric and I, some 10 years ago or something, and we had we did just three boys, me, Eric, and Zach, Zach Galifianakis doing our thang. And we did this sitcom, like sort of a TGIF ABC sitcom called Just Three Boys. And we got, what's the dad from Just, with the Urkel show?
Reginald Bill Johnson.
Very good.
We had him come here and play a character. And then we had Richard Lewis as the voice of a lamp. I don't know if we could find that, but it is behind the HBO paywall, or the Max. There it is. Well, that's the show. But anyway, so we said, hey, because we're trying to do this parody of a 90s sitcom or whatever, and we're going to have this talking lamp. And as there were so many of those back in the day, but there were like cats that talked and stuff like that. So we got Richard to come in, and he comes in, I'll tell you. And he's one of those guys from my childhood that is just like almost a superhero in the sense like they are so them. That when they come in, it's just crazy. It feels like they're coming out of the funny papers or something. Like, because they are who they are. He's doing the full black with the Converse.
It's his black style. Yeah.
You know, he's fully Richard Lewis, like absolutely Richard Lewis. And he was very kind, very nice, happy to be there. Blah blah. You know, it's like anything you want me to do. So we've written these like. Lines for him just to do the voice for, because there you go. Do we have a little shot of this?
Hey, do me a favor. Just don't shit on the floor.
Yeah, so that was it. But there's other moments. And he's sort of this sarcastic lamp, you know, like making little one-off. So we've written all this shit. He gets in the booth and we're listening to it. We don't see him. But when you listen to, when we he started doing the lines, it was like he'd laugh. It was like he was not there. Because it didn't sound like, you sort of needed the hair and the black, you needed the whole picture for it to be Richard Lewis, you know what I mean? And he was kind of like not comfortable being himself reading these lines. And we're getting through it and it was like, this is going to be weird because if you listen to this, you'd be like, I don't know who that is. There's no attitude, there's nothing. And I said, listen, Richard, why don't you throw that script away. Let's just talk through this. Start riffing. And I got him loosened up. And then Lewis came out. Out to play. So anyways, he was very sweet, very kind, happy to be there. The other guy that did something on that show, or not that show, but right around that time was Tom Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Different experience. Different experience.
That's so special.
He came in with a full sweat. I've never seen anybody sweatier. Went right to the bathroom. Was in the bathroom for a good, I'm not kidding, a half hour.
Was he drying off?
I don't know. And then he came in, and I wish I had my old email address. I don't know what happened to it before I moved to another service. But there was an email that we got from Tom Arnold at 3 a.m. that night. If I printed it out, it would have been 4 pages long.
Yeah.
Single spaced. You draw your own conclusions. Oh, whoa, that happened quick.
Break it.
Wow. If you're listening at home, folks, the eyebrows have been removed.
Thanks, Blake.
Wow.
That was so quick.
Is it?
It's perfect.
Can I tell you, this makes me like sad.
I'm sorry.
I thought I'd be like, this is funny, this is fun. I'm like, I could cry right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this, well, wow, this
I mean, it's not real. Really. It's just,
I'm just like, have to walk around. Like
can I say something? We haven't had a damn Zoomer yet. Can we take somebody real quick?
Yeah, let's give Clinton a shot. Clinton's here every week.
Oh, how you doing there? Look. I want to thank y'all for your support. That was my Clinton impression. I love it. I was getting massages.
What's going on? Is it not working, Wes?
I was looking down crying. I was like very sad. And then I heard Clinton. I thought he was here. Then I looked up and it was you.
Wow.
Try Maya. Is it Clinton's side or Maya? You want to try Maya?
I'm just getting on the Lolita Express. Who there?
I hear you.
It's our pal Maya.
There's Maya.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Happy leap day.
Thank you.
Did you know people who were born today are like 5? I guess it depends.
Not really, but yeah. Depends. Maya, what's going on?
Okay. I'm sick.
Aw.
So I'm at home.
Weren't you sick last time? Are you sickly? Oh. No.
No.
Okay, what do you got? The COVID or you just have a cold or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. What are your symptoms?
Coughing.
Probably just have a cold. Everybody needs to chill out. I had a cold over the weekend.
Oh, that's good to know.
How about join the human race? where we have colds and we have sometimes there's things that you can live with. You can continue to do your, you seem fine. Can you walk around? Get back to work! No, I'm just kidding, because you're in school.
Be clean.
Maybe she's just young to have a job. How old are you?
She's in school. She's in high school.
I'm in 9th grade.
Oh.
Yeah,
crazy.
Is this legal? Am I going to jail? I'm a creepy guy with no eyebrows talking to a 9th grader.
All right, Maya, we gotta go. Taylor's uncomfortable talking to you, so we're gonna move on.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, we.
Wait a minute.
Why do you see her creepy brother? This is gonna disturb you.
Look at his mole.
I don't want to look at his mole. Don't make me look at his mole.
Oh wait, what the heck?
No, we're big fans of your YouTube channel. Let's give a shout out to Maya's YouTube channel. She's got some funny videos up there. People were raving about it. Can you promote the channel again?
What?
All right, thank you.
Hey, we made the new video. We made the unboxing video.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Maya. All the best.
Very good. Keep
back to school now.
Keep making them.
She's always getting out of school. She's homeschooled, apparently.
Homeschooled, yeah.
Oh. And, oh, I'm sick. Oh, no, I'm doing Tim's podcast. I can't, how about learn, the 50 states and what their abbreviations are?
Alabama, you know? Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, and that's that.
Ah! Wow. Someone make a drop out of that. Yeah. Vic just didn't put that in the loop.
Do you know the
I did that last night, actually. I went into a trance state for my children's sake, and because they wanted me to do all the states, and I just went in there and started doing it. Down from I go geographically, not alphabetically.
Oh,
I go down from Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and they were just fascinated. And then I got to the end, and I was like, how many is that? They're like 43. I was like, come on. What did I miss?
What else is there?
I missed, Hawaii. I'll tell you what I missed. Utah, I missed Kentucky, couple.
All the news.
West Virginia.
New
I didn't
York,
miss
New
West
Jersey.
Virginia.
Okay. Do you know the president's rap?
No. I mean, I know most of the presidents. I'd say, how many presidents are there? 48?
George Washington.
Can I tell you, can I give you credit? Out of order is harder than in order.
Thank you.
Oh. You're welcome. The president's rap, ready?
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Adams again, fucking Van Buren.
But this doesn't rhyme, though.
Okay.
Do you
know it?
The father of our... Do you want... Okay.
Yes. Okay. Give us a beat.
Okay.
Wait, which beat do I use? I'm a professional. Oh, the father of our country, George Washington, was one. Then was John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Then was James Madison and also James Monroe. John Quincy Adams was number six, you know. We are the presidents, the mighty, mighty presidents.
Oh, fuck, there's a chorus after every six? There's a chorus after every... This is like a Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
How many presidents are there?
I don't know, that's all I remember.
This is like Lou Reed's Street Hassle. All right.
We've got to do City of the Day. We're obligated.
Oh, boy.
By law. The City of the Day. I hate to break it to you.
City of the Day. All right, City of the Day, if you're watching at home, sponsored by Come and Go Kumquat Flavored Foods.
Hold on a second, I got it here.
Where's his brother?
Come and Go Gas Stations is proud to present a brand new line of kumquat flavored foods that will leave your insides covered in delicious kumquat. Next time you stop by to fill your gas tank, fill up your mouth with cum casserole. An enticing melange of elbow cum noodles, cumquatted mayo gravy, and thinly sliced come and go grown cumquats. Come on in for a hot and moist cup of cum coffee. Need a quick nibble? Suck on a cumquat dog slathered in real cumquat relish with a squirt of cumquatted cummy mustard. Bring home a cumquatari.
Kumquatted.
Kumquatoni pizza with an ooey gooey cummy kumquat stuffed crust. That's crust spelled with a Q. And don't forget to grab a sweet treat for the road. Come and Go cashiers personally produce every cum cookie and cum cake with both or one of their hands. When you check out, tell them Tim told me come and get them for a free cum quippin' dippin' sauce to help swallow your come and go kumquat flavored foods. Now here's a jingle from kumquat fanatic Dan Mulcahy.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have it.
Oh my God, sorry. Oh,
Victor.
Jeez Louise, I'm sorry.
All right,
man.
I got it. Here.
I thought you had it.
Here's the jingle.
I blew
10,
it. I'm sorry,
9,
guys.
8, 7.
It's gonna be still worth it.
5, 4. Are you gonna come? You know you wanna come. Are you gonna come? Come on, let's go. Say come and go. Give me some kumquat dogs. Yeah, family.
Can I tell you this genuine?
No, you can't tell me anything. It's supposed to be the jingle. Come and go. Which I'm mandated to do.
I apologize.
All right. Who's the City of the Day, man?
Yeah, I'm like literally muting. Oh, you're playing it?
Very good, Dan. Sorry about that.
Eden.
Hello.
Hello, Eden.
City of the Day is...
By the way, this Zoom... Look at me. See, by the way, this Zoom has a new thing in it that randomly adds balloons and thumbs ups and shit. Have you noticed this? It sucks. I was like in a serious meeting, and I was like, "Well, the thing is, it's like balloons," and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, "I did not want that." Okay, but what's the City of the Day?
It's Sebastopol, California.
Cool. No, you're not. Nothing's happening. See, it also doesn't really work.
It works.
It doesn't work when you want it to work.
No. Yeah.
Oh, he's
Sebastopol.
He's
what is that in Ukraine?
No, it's an hour north of San Francisco.
Ah, Northern
little
California.
Town.
Cute. What are you, a roadie for the Grateful Dead? Dead and Company?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really nervous to be on the show, but I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm such a big fan. I miss Doug a lot.
Well, listen, yeah. Doug is just, you know, Doug's down under. He'll Doug. Be back up next week. Back yeah. up.
I did have a hothead hotline bone to pick.
Go for it.
From last week, or actually maybe from 6 months ago. I didn't really like the movie Tar either.
Ah.
Oh, you're currying favorite, Matt. Mm-hmm. Taylor, Matt didn't like Tar. Mm-hmm. I thought Tar was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Oh. I mean, I liked it.
Well, it's got to be a quick pick because Karen's here anyway.
Okay, so. Thank you so much for your Tar take. Appreciate it.
I love Batman.
All right, I'm going to turn my attention now, if you don't mind, Taylor, being respectful and honor the democratic process of California primaries coming up.
PP.
And you watch your mouth back there, too, because we have a very important person joining us now. Is Karen there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Karen.
You want to hear the things that come out of my smart mouth, by the way.
Oh, okay, good. So you're just like us. You like to have a little fun.
Absolutely.
Karen, I've been seeing your name all over town. You got the bill. You got the little street, the signs and yard signs out there. You're running for city council of Glendale, California, and you got a cat on your head.
Tiny cat.
Actually, you noticed that? Yes.
Okay, good. That's beautiful composition you have there.
Cat sitting right on top of my head.
Oh no! It jumped. Tell us a little bit about this run. Is this the first time you're running for city government or any government?
Actually, this is my second run at city council. I also ran 2 years ago in 2022 because Glendale has at-large elections, which we're trying to change into council districts, but for now. So you got to vote for 3 council members in 2022, and you get to vote for 2 this time. That means all voters throughout the entire city get to vote for 7 candidates. And whoever wins the top 2 votes wins the 2 seats on the council. So this is my second run. And 2 years ago, I came in 6th place. But the astonishing fact was that I won 8,804 votes on a budget of, get this, $3,000.
Hey-o.
Wow.
All right. We've got some enthusiasm out there for Karen. And Karen, what makes you want to run and run again? What's driving you?
It's because... Before a few years ago, I never thought that I'd run for public office, you know, like most people, that I just tried to mind my own business, you know, focus on my own life, my own career. But a curious thing happened. You know, I kept getting laid off because I worked in the publishing industry. Okay. As you know, the publishing industry has been undergoing a lot of changes. Basically, it's run by a bunch of dinosaurs who don't want to change to modern times. See, I told you that I have a sharp tongue.
Yeah,
I don't. And, Because people are more likely to listen to this than to read books, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
But they refuse to adapt to modern technologies and to the different ways that people consume media nowadays. So basically, as they tell you, through no fault of my own, I kept losing my job. You know, the first time you get laid off, you really think that it's your fault. That, you know, I did something wrong. What do I need to do?
Yeah, yeah.
The second time you get laid off, your entire department gets axed and moved to another country. You sit back and think, you know what? This really isn't my fault. Let's look at the larger social and political forces, you know, that are behind this, that are making this happen. There's one crucial question I ask behind all policy, which is who benefits? Who benefits when these things happen? And that's why, you know, you take your own emotions out of the equation because it's really not personal, right? Although it affects your personal life. You need to find a new job. But sit back, look back. Use your logical mind to see what's happening. And that's how I stopped focusing on only my own little life and focusing on what's happening to the country at large. How does this fit into the pattern? And that's when I started reading, you know, different kinds of news, you know, wonderful media sources like this, you know, that are not mainstream. To find out more about it.
Thank you.
I mean that as a compliment, by the way.
I know, yes.
Because you know the corporate media has its own agenda, right?
I do know that.
I shouldn't call them mainstream. I should call them the corporate media because that's who's paying for what they want you to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then also, when I moved here to Glendale, I had a tough time finding a job because of those very same forces. You know, I have a degree from an elite school. I have 20 years of corporate experience, and yet I had a tough time finding a job. So basically, something in what people taught us and how to make it in this world, something wasn't connecting. But that gave me a lot of time to join a bunch of local groups and to get involved in city government. Because as you know, a lot of activists, our work takes us to meet with city government officials. And then, you know, I sat in a city council. By the way, have you ever sat in a city council meeting?
No, I hate to say I have not.
I strongly advise it. But
I'll
there
go
are
with you.
Only a handful of people there. But what I noticed was this. Okay, you know what? There's a huge disconnect between our ordinary lives
and what these people in City Hall talk about all day.
Right.
And so my first thought was, you know, just as a first-time observer, you know, I don't think these people know what they're doing. And then I came back because, you know, you make a hypothesis, you need to check it with further evidence, right?
Yeah.
And then the second meeting, it's, you know what? These people definitely don't know what they're doing. This is back in 2017. A couple of meetings later, the thought entered my head. You know what? I could do a better job than these people.
Nice.
And I mean,
that's a good attitude.
Yeah.
That's not saying much because I think any of us, the vast majority of people, could do a better job than the people currently running City Hall because they're that disconnected from the ordinary lives of the most of the people who live here. And also, there's another reason that I became a lot involved with, you know, local groups, not just political groups, but I was looking for a candidate. This was in 2019. I was looking for a candidate who would say the things that I need to hear, particularly about housing, and I wasn't hearing it.
Housing.
And I have a wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but housing is a big deal for you, and it's just a huge. I don't care. By the way, I know most of the people listening to this. I would say 99% of the people listening to this aren't in Glendale and won't be voting. But we will. I mean, we're playing to the whole world, right? But we'll clip this out, and you can use it however you want. But this is not just an issue in Glendale. Housing, of course, has become a major issue. Everyone's feeling it in different ways. But continue.
Housing is the number one issue in LA County. And I can tell you from living in various cities around the country that it's the top issue everywhere for most people. It's the exact same problem everywhere. So basically, I wasn't finding a candidate who was saying the things I need to hear about housing. And then I have this wonderful friend named Mel Tilikratney. He's a homeless advocate. He now runs Shower of Hope. He had on his Facebook page, Monday Night Mission, a quote. I looked around and I thought, somebody needs to do something about this. And then I realized, I am somebody.
That's a great quote. Yeah.
Exactly. And then that's when it dawned on me, oh, if I'm not hearing the things I need to hear from political candidates about housing, maybe I need to be the one to say them. And that's why I'm probably the most reluctant candidate ever. It's not about privacy. I like my anonymity. But I don't know about you, but I enjoy being the observer.
Yeah.
But if you put yourself on a stage, you become the person who is observed, then you lose that, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, you can be one or the other.
The anonymous observer. I like my anonymity. I like being a private citizen. And the problem with being a public figure is that it's a 24/7 job. That, you know, sometimes
it's kind of just my grocery shopping. I get harassed in the airplane, airport. And, yeah.
I just want to say, I go on stage in front of no one is in the audience very often, so I don't know. I have a different experience, but respect.
But honestly, I really didn't want to run for public office, but there's a need, and some people need to step up and fill that need, and that's how I see my role.
Well, Karen, you got my support, and certainly the other dad I was talking to in the canyon last weekend. So you've got two votes right now, and my wife.
I'm going to move to Glendale and vote for you.
Where can people find your Karen Kwok at KarenKwok.com?
Oh, my website is KwokForChange.com. That's Kwok, KwokForChange, KwokForChange.com.
All right, and maybe we'll get an office hours field trip to city council to actually watch one of these city council meetings. That sounds like kind of fun.
That's awesome.
But wherever you live, whichever city you live in, I highly recommend that you watch at least one of your local city council meetings just to get a feel for what they like and the people running the show.
Cool. All right, well, thank you for coming on, and we're going to say good luck. And March 5th is the deadline, right? March 5th?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll see you around town.
Much respect.
Bye.
Nice to meet you. Much respect. That's exactly
Thank you right. very much for hosting us.
Look, this is who we need.
Wow.
Right, Vic? Are you impressed?
Yes.
I think I've just seen a star rising.
She's wonderful.
Do we need to get these people? First of all, I think local government's very important. I know you don't.
I don't vote.
No.
I'm just joking.
But this is where it starts. If you want to make change, you got to do it. Start small, right, Matt?
Local. Think local. Global, act local. That's what they say.
I've never heard that vibe, but genuinely, it is so
inspiring.
Thank you. It is inspiring. She's like, I don't want to do this, but someone has to do this.
Yeah.
Like she's not. There's no egomaniacal behavior here. She doesn't have a podcast. You know.
I was watching this Dean Phillips this morning. You know, this guy is running against Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He seemed all right to me.
I like him a lot.
I don't know much about him. He might be a total slime, but Marianne Williamson, I like her.
Yeah,
she's my aunt.
She talks.
She's my aunt.
That's right.
Yeah.
No,
she's my uncle.
We are so. Oh wait, let me do this. We've got some time, right, Matt?
Oh yeah.
We're doing good today. Let's take a caller. Maybe a hothead.
Yeah, let's go to the hothead.
I've got an interesting, we'll lighten things up a little bit here. I've got a, what do I call it? A policy check.
Oh, yeah. You want to check with this hot? Well, they have, it sounds like they're a real hothead today.
All right.
Imani? Armani? What's your name on the hotline?
And we should give equal time to whoever's running against Ms. Kwok. Yes, how can I help you? You got a problem with me?
Oh, yeah, actually I do. I actually have the opposite of a problem. I kind of wanted to thank you. Well, okay. I'm a Palestinian American, so I, you know, my ethnicity is very trendy lately. Everyone all of a sudden, you know, I mean, it's a good thing, but I had this one moment a few months ago when I was catching up on all the Office Hour live episodes and you had Abby Martin on.
Oh, yes.
This was like 2021 and she was talking about, you know, ethnic cleansing and genocide and settler colonialism. And like to hear that as like, and just not expecting it, like, no offense, I don't listen to the show to hear like,
deep policy discussion
thoughts about the middle. Yeah. And like, that was just a real combination of like my two worlds in a way I never expected. Mm. And, you know, it being a Palestinian American, you just get so used to the feeling that America and the American identity and the Palestinian identity are separate. And, you know, that moment with Abby Martin, it was kind of like, no, like, and especially now with, you know, like the heavy, heavy, not the politicians, but all the other, the American people are now focused on Palestine. It just feels so surreal. And it feels like that moment in 2021, that moment I had watching your show with Abby Martin was just kind of foreshadowing for everything now.
Yeah, she's been out there on this issue years. I mean, it's been an issue for a long time, but she's certainly been a big advocate for it. And she's out there right now getting arrested. And, you know, it's intense. Mm-hmm. And where are you living?
I'm in New Jersey right now.
And when did you... I'm just curious, like, you identify as a Palestinian American. Were you born there? Did your parents come over? Like, what brought you to America?
No, I'm.
Wait, what?
I only call myself.
No, go ahead.
I only call myself a Palestinian American because I was born and raised in America. I feel like people who immigrate to America don't. Okay.
Wait,
but,
I'm confused.
You know, I'm kind of
she's having a semantic discussion. She's saying that if you're saying I'm Irish American, that means you're born in America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You say you're Palestinian American. Is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Were your parents born there?
My mom was born in America. My dad, well, you know, his family was displaced. He was technically born in Jordan. But I was born and raised in New Jersey.
USA! That I get. But you're you have a cultural connection to that area. You consider yourself as you were saying, well, you consider me if you're a Jewish American, but you don't really call yourself Jewish American. You know, you just say American, right?
Or I don't say that. I would be fine saying
you're
that though.
You just say Jewish American.
I don't know.
I'd be happy to.
Jewish American prince.
But certain groups,
I just say that.
Certain groups who are
right.
You know, have, I don't know. I'm not good with words right now. But I guess the point is, it's nice that so you felt by us bringing it up early, that sort of validated some of your feelings. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Especially because I grew up mostly in like a super white, Republican county in New Jersey, and like saying when people would ask, "What are you?"
What
and
are
I'd be
you?
Like, you know, yeah, truly, and I'd say Palestinian. They would give me the blankest stare on their face. Like I felt like such, like you know, my family's history is truly erased. Like no one in America knew what Palestine was, where it was, anything about it.
Right.
And so, like in my mind, it. like it felt weird to just say American because I would also be erasing that part of my identity. So,
you know what I heard the other, I was listening to this archaeologist. I was listening to this. It's not on the Joe Rogan show. It was another show. It was an ancient ancient archaeologist type guy, sort of an intellectual guy. And he was talking about this idea of our concepts of human civilization are really, first of all, wrong. And this idea of like there was this period, this moment where agriculture sprouted out of the Fertile Crescent. Before that, you have 100,000 years of nothing.
Hello, food fans.
Just people, what? What are they doing? What are they doing? Picking shit out of their hair? Eating bugs? Like, no. That's stupid. I don't know why we bought into that. It's like, no, it's been kind of this gradual. There's been like periods of, big expansion of populations. And it's been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, the human experience. And he was saying, back before that period that we understand to be kind of the Fertile Crescent and the explosion of population, there's so much more travel. People would be migrating all over the place. And they were saying, 100,000 years ago, 50,000, whatever, somebody wanting to go from Egypt to Jordan would be a natural. That's how people would move. They'd flow around the world. They'd move and kind of, follow the seasons or whatever. That person today, they'd have to be in the CIA to go from those, to travel from that place to the other place. Like, this idea of creating these borders and locking everybody away from each other is just sick.
Yeah. You disagree. I think about
walls. Tear down the walls. Right, Vic?
That's true.
Fucking hang out together.
That would be wonderful.
I want to wrap this up. Oh. Do you want to, can I change the subject, Mayim, on the phone? No?
I really want to plug one thing.
Yes,
that
please.
That was the whole reason why I called. Can I just plug? All across the country on March 2nd, Saturday, there's going to be a bunch of protests for Palestine. I'm working with organizing the one in New York. It's going to be in Washington Square, 1 p.m. Saturday. There's one in Philly. There's one in Los Angeles. Putting that out there.
We'll put links to that. I support these protests. Are you okay with that? I know.
Listen, I got some JCC gigs coming up.
Are you feel okay about? No, because this is a dividing line in comedy right now that's becoming very uncomfortable for people.
Well, I'm very proud of my take on. I think I would have the same take as you. I think people should not be killed who are innocent, and yes, we should have peace and two-state solution, and everyone should be happy and healthy and get to live their lives and thrive and not be prosecuted or persecuted for any reason if they're kind and being good to people.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, so, I'm running for Congress.
So,
also.
Yeah, that's going to be a good stump speech you got there. Well, that's right. This is Mark. This is this Saturday. Everybody come out and show your support for the people in Gaza. The news today, by the way, I don't even want to talk about it. It's fucking disastrous what just happened today. So, and this Joe Biden with his ice cream cone in his mouth, fuck him. And, what are you going to do? Everybody sucks up top. It's a disaster. We're in a full disaster mode right now, Vic.
Why you see smiling?
Trump, thinking about this video that he's got.
Trump's got, he's going to win now because, well, I don't, who knows who's going to win, but they're not going to do this trial. Do you know about this?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court says, oh, yeah, we'll listen to that. After these other,
did they?
Yeah, they just said that. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to delay. Yeah, Tom Delay, after, remember Tom Delay?
Trump's.
We love
in.
Tom Delay.
That's the whole goal. That's why he announced he was running so long ago, 2 years ago.
I still think there's time for the Democrats to put in somebody else. I think that could happen. I'm a believer in that. People say I'm naive and stupid and self-sabotaging, but listen, it would be so exciting if they had the Democratic convention and it was an open convention. And then it would consume everyone's news feeds. It would be all we'd talk about. And then you'd look on the other side, and there was this demented old guy crapping his pants, sweating his ass off.
Come on, man.
Speaking of that, Trump debuted a new character.
Yeah, we should get his new character out.
Hold on, give me.
You guys are gonna like
this. Who was on the phone there?
Amani? Yes, let's let Amani go.
Thank you, Amani, for supporting, and we worship and love you. How about that?
This show is action-packed.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Be safe. Be good. Listen to this. This was shocking to me. This guy don't shock me too much anymore.
Yeah.
But he...
All the same, usually, but...
You're going to see something shocking because he's introduced... I hope we get more of this character in the election cycle.
I'm keeping an eye and ear out.
But he's got a new guy. Trump's new guy. Listen to this.
Do you want to say what it's called? It's a gremlin guy.
Yeah, I think we're going to call this Trump gremlin.
Gremlin guy.
And it doesn't happen right at the top, but when it happens, you'll know.
Yeah.
Got it done. And it was a big deal, and everybody was happy. And I said, honey, I did something really good. Watch this. Baby, watch this. It's going to be beautiful. He's going to say great things about me. I love that. Look, I don't care who you are. If you're watching television and somebody's on it, they say nice things about you, you tend to like them. Or you tend to at least want to watch. We can all be cool. I don't care. But I said, watch this, honey. It's really important. What we did is something really special. Nobody else could have done it but me. I'm the only one who could have done it. He never mentioned my name. Can I say Van Jones? Someday I'm going to get you, Van Jones.
What the fuck? It's Gollum. You know it's that? Like the... Uh-huh.
But the face makeup. I know it's been talked about.
My wife said, congratulations. Great job you did. He never mentioned my name. And he never mentioned my name.
My name.
And I thought that was
terrible. Oh, my precious.
Can I say Van Jones? Someday I'm going to get you, Van Jones.
Van Jones?
Oh. He's just watching cable news all day. His wife is like, "No, what's that? I'm leaving. I'm not. I can't come in right now."
He looks like a kumquat, kind of.
He does look like a kumquat.
I can't stop thinking about kumquats. Yeah, I truly haven't.
You ever have any?
I haven't had one in decades, and I can't. I genuinely want a kumquat. That was the best, most effective ad I've seen. But he could be. I'm sorry. I want a kumquat so bad.
Oh my God. Well, let's take one more Zoomer, and then we'll have Joanna Sternberg.
Yeah, Joanna, why don't you come in and get set up while we talk to this Zoomer?
We have pizzas, we have...
Philip has a question.
Hey guys, big fan.
Hello.
Greetings from Berlin. I'm currently at the hospital for the past 5 days.
Is that what your doctor sounds like when you're getting checked
actually,
out?
Actually, yes. That's exactly
looking at. What are you in the hospital for?
I have a weird bacteria, and I have a kidney transplant, so I have to be very careful.
Just stay in the hospital.
Fever.
The doctor's like, listen, you've got something going on with your kidney. I think we just keep you in the hospital. That might be best.
Exactly. So I don't know when I'll go home to my wife and kids, but overall, I have a question to you guys.
Okay.
So I got my kidney from my best friend, 7 years ago, and thanks to him, I'm
Matt,
alive,
hold your
right?
kidney for me, would you?
I got one on reserve.
Okay, I called dibs on Matt's kidney.
Did you know you can donate your kidney on behalf of someone else?
No.
That's a thing.
I don't think you can do that. So what's the question?
I'm not 100% sure. So the question is, would you give a kidney to someone who is in your family? Do you have someone so close to you that you would do it?
I don't know.
A relative?
It seems tough.
A loved one?
But no, of course. I mean, wait, this kidney trans, this you've got two kidneys, right? Yeah. You got one to spare? Can you get it back after they go?
How does it change your life? Like if you only have one kidney, can you drink less or something? Like,
can you drink
can
less?
Do you have to drink less? Like water, just anything in liquid, not just alcohol.
All right, he's on another podcast right now.
Just muted us. Oh, you know what? We also forgot about Doug's video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's do Doug's video now. Okay, yeah. So
he's checked out. He muted.
Oh, no, he's coming back. Oh, he might be being looked at by the doctor. Come
on. Here's what we're going to do.
He's getting blood drawn.
Joanna's here setting up. Joanna, you're a fan of the show, so you know what's going to happen. You know that we're going to do this. Here's what we should do. I think we should turn things over to Joanna. Then we play Doug's masterful video. Then we all go pee-pee or poo-poo or whatever we need to do.
Why are you looking at me?
And then we come back with another hour. We can talk with Joanna. We can move Taylor over to Doug's seat.
Great.
And keep the show rolling, get your Zooms, talk about my policy check regarding side salads. I want to talk about this Rust movie. I've been watching that stupid... No, it's not stupid. It's important. It's interesting. And much, so much more. So now, without further ado, the much beloved Joanna Sternberg.
Thank you so much. I've got me in the morning. I've got me in the evening. I'll let you be because I've got me and all my faults and flaws and lies are no one's fault but mine. Between self-hatred and self-awareness is a very small thin line. I can't stop my worry and my fury of all that I've done wrong. I waste so much time, I mean it, so much time. I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me. Why is it so hard to be kind and gentle to myself? Take the box of self-deprecation, lock it, put it on the shelf. Then wait 5 days, take that box and throw it in the fire. Maybe one day, oh yeah, one fine day, I've got.
G'day, this is Doug reporting from Adelaide, Australia, and this is my review of last week's Office Hours show. First of all, I love the artwork. You guys look like a news team. Speaking of news, I have some good news. I met this interesting man in Brisbane last night. Next, I noticed that Rosie was sitting on my desk. Rosie is a dog, but did you know that rosy cheeks can happen on your face when you're in cold weather? I didn't have to worry about that, as I spent most of my time in the sauna toilet at my hotel. Tim was looking sharp in his Izod shirt with the classic Crocodile logo. That reminds me of Crocodile Dundee 2, which is an Australian film that got 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. But Debbie Barham said, it's not a complete crock of dingo dung. And Caffeinated Clint from Movie Hole marked it as fresh. All right, enough about Tim. I was sure sad to miss the show because Maria Bamford was wearing blue and yellow, which is the color of IKEA, a furniture store that sells items such as Dagstorp, Dumbass, and Farty G. She also has a wonderful scarf, which was a lot smaller than the one that Lenny Kravitz once wore. Another musical Lenny is Lenny Kozanowski on Laverne and Shirley. They had a fictional band called Lenny and the Squig Tones that released an album and even performed on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, who was born Richard Wagstaff Clark.
Personally, I think Wagstaff sounds cooler than Dick, but what do I know?
It was great to see producer Matt on my screen. Behind him was a picture of what appears to be a telephone pole in it. Most telephone poles are made from Douglas fir, which is a tree named after Scottish botanist David Douglas, who died in Hawaii when he fell into a pit trap and was mauled by a bull. By the way, did you know that the bull's logo upside down looks like a robot reading a book? Scott Marvel Cassidy was a great guest too. I noticed that he had a beard, which is an attractive facial hairstyle that was worn by famous men such as Rutherford B. Hayes,
Henry David Thoreau, and Maximilian I,
who was born in Vienna but became the emperor of the Second Mexican Empire. But oops, he was executed after he screwed up some political stuff. His body was embalmed and put on display in Mexico for 6 months before being sent back to Vienna.
Drake also has a beard. Finally, I sure got homesick when I saw my buddy Vic on the show, smiling and playing great drops. Couldn't help but notice that his microphone says VB on it. VB is a popular beer here in Australia. I didn't have any, but it seems to make people quite happy, such as this local man.
If you're a fucking fair-dinkum fucking full-grown Aussie, this is what you'd have for breakfast, you fucking dog cunts. A fucking VB long neck at 20 to 8 in the fucking morning. Get that up, ya. Yeah.
Overall, it was a great show. I'll give it a 6 out of 10 because I wasn't there.
Miss you guys, and I look forward to my triumphant return next week. Cheers.
Kinder.
Who was working with three very funny guys? One of them had funky hair.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Keith. Do you want more from the Holy Trinity? Well, you're in luck because there's another full hour of this show at patreon.com/officehourslive. You'll also get access to Tim's Saturday morning blogs, game nights, the Joel Hole, and so much more with Office Hours Plus. The best part is, it's only $5 per month or $55 for a full year because talk is cheap. I dare you to find a bigger bang for your buck somewhere else. Anyway, get all of the satisfaction you'll ever need today at patreon.com/officehourslive. And guess what? You'll get a free 7-day trial. How about that? Now put those sticky fingers to work and click on over there.